Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Boys and girls for Jesus.
Well, hi there, boys and girls, moms and dads, too, and anybody else who happens to be listening. I'm Uncle Charlie, and this is Children's Bible Hour Story Time. We're going to get to our interesting, exciting farm scene story called Act of Death in just a minute. But first, how about some good go-along-with-the-story music? First of all, a song especially for our younger listeners, and it's familiar. Maybe you'd like to sing along, Oh, Be Careful.
Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above, he is looking down and up. So be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. For the Father up above, he is looking down and up. So be careful, little tongue, what you say. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. For the Father up above, he is looking down and up. So be careful, little feet, where you go.
Say, you know something? Our songs are full of good advice. Here's what we ought to say to Satan when he tempts us to do things that are wrong. Get behind me, Satan!
If temptations trouble you, say, get behind me, Satan. If the wrong road faces you, say, get behind me, Satan. Christ will lead you all the way. He will keep you day by day. Trouble you, say, get behind me, Satan. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through.
Now that we've had all that good musical advice, let's take time for the story. I told you it was exciting, and it is. It's called The Act of Death.
Susan and Dan were spending some vacation days at their Uncle Mike and Aunt Mary's big farm. Oh, they loved to help feed all the animals, play in the barn, go fishing, and spend time at the old swimming hole. Uncle Mike taught them many things about nature as he showed them his farm. He never failed to point out the mighty hand of God in it all. They were talking about this as they stood outside the barn one day.
You know, Uncle Mike, I don't see how anybody could live on a farm very long and not believe in God.
What makes you say that, Dan?
Oh, I guess it's because you've taught Susan and me so many things about nature.
Yeah, you do kind of feel near to God out here. It's so peaceful and quiet.
I'm glad to hear you say that. You know, your Aunt Mary and I have been praying that these days on the farm would be good for you. I'm glad if you're growing stronger spiritually, too.
Did Mother tell you why she wanted us to come out here for a while, Uncle Mike?
Well, Susan, we might as well be honest about it. Yes, she did. She said you and Dan have been playing with some pretty rough kids lately. She's afraid you're forgetting how to live like Christians.
It isn't that, Uncle Mike. Susan and I are saved, and we go to church every Sunday and to Bible club during the week. But it just seems like there are more chances to be bad than good.
Yeah, when temptation comes along, I try to find a way to get around it. But first thing I know, I'm in it up to here.
Well, it's often hard to resist temptation when you're with people who pressure you to go along with the crowd.
I don't know if any of the kids in our school are Christians, Uncle Mike. Lots of them laugh at us for going to church and Bible club.
I suppose so. Well, that's one of the things we have to expect, though. Jesus himself said, if they persecute me, they will also persecute you. No, it's not easy to live for the Lord, but it can be done.
I sure wish I knew how.
Well, when sin comes along to tempt you, just ignore it. Don't stop to taste or handle it. Just leave it alone. React to sin like you would to a mad dog. You wouldn't get near a mad dog so he could bite you. The safe way is to just keep clear. Here, maybe I can show you what I mean. Come on into the barn, kids.
What are you going to show us, Uncle Mike?
Step over here. Now, take a look at what we keep in this stall.
Whoa! I didn't know you had anything like that on the farm. It's a bull, isn't it?
That's right, Dan.
He's so big. He sure looks mean, too. Look at those horns.
The man I bought him from called him Satan. Told me the bull gored a man with those horns. Satan rushed at him and drove one of his horns clean through him.
Oh, boy, he must be really mean. Did the man die?
Yes, he did. But the reason I'm telling you all this is to say that if the man had stayed out of the bull's reach, he'd be alive today. He got one step too near, turned his back for just a moment, and that was the end of him. You know something, kids? It's like that with sin, too. Sometimes strikes you down when you're not looking. You need to stay away from it.
Doesn't it make the bull even meaner to be cooped up in that little stall all the time, Uncle Mike?
Oh, he's not in there all the time, Susan. We let him out in the south pasture for exercise. It's all fenced in so he can't hurt anyone. Just be sure you never get into that pasture, kids. If he's out there, he'll probably charge you.
We'll sure stay out of the south pasture, won't we, Dan?
Aw, he's such a big, fat old thing. I bet I could run faster than he could.
You'd be surprised, Dan. When a bull gets mad, he can cover the ground pretty quickly. Like I said, the safest way is to just, well, stay away from him.
Uncle Mike, what would you do if you did meet him out in the open sometime? Out where there's no place to hide. What could you do?
Well, I don't know. I've heard that the best thing to do is to lie down flat on your face on the ground. Just act like you're dead.
That wouldn't be hard. I'd probably be scared to death anyway.
Well, one fella told me that if you lie perfectly still, the bull may, you know, sniff around a few times and then just wander off, give you a chance to run for it. But if you make even one move, he might gore you to death. I don't know, though. That may very well be an idea that's been passed around but doesn't work. I'd sure hate to try it.
Hey, I hear the dinner bell. Aunt Mary must have dinner ready.
Hey, come on, kids. I'll race you to the house. And don't forget, stay away from that bull and stay away from sin. A few days later, Susan and Dan went down to the old swimming hole for a dip. As they started home again, they noticed that clouds were gathering. It looked like rain.
I'll bet we'll get soaked before we get home, Dan. Look at those clouds.
Yeah, isn't it interesting how you can learn to read signs of nature? This morning it didn't look like rain at all to me, but Uncle Mike said he thought it was going to rain by the way the wind smelled.
Come on, Dan, hurry. We don't want to get caught in a thunderstorm.
Here, Susan. Let's crawl under this fence. This is a shortcut back to the farm.
Okay, let's go. Hey, wait a minute, Dan.
Wait nothing, Slowpoke. Come on.
Dan, unless I'm turned around, this is the south pasture where they let Satan run sometimes.
I'm all turned around, too, but I guess it is. Yeah, the farm is over that way, so I guess it must be.
Well, you know what Uncle Mike said.
But that old bull's not in the pasture today. I saw him in a stall in the barn this morning. Come on, let's go.
All right, but let's run fast. It's going to rain any minute. Dan, wait, stop.
What for? It's starting to rain.
Look, over there under that tree. It's Satan.
Uncle Mike must have let him out after we left. Look, he sees us.
Oh, no.
Don't just stand there. Come on, run for the fence. Hurry, Susan.
I'm so scared. I can't move.
He's charging us. Wait, Uncle Mike said to lie on your face and act dead. Run quick, Susan. It's our only chance.
Dan, are you all right?
Yeah. Did he step on you?
Just my foot.
Can you see where he is?
Yeah, he's way down there at the far end of the pasture.
Do you think it's safe to get up and run for it?
Wait, just a minute. Maybe he'll turn his back to us. There, he's not looking. Quick, run for the fence.
I hope you two learned a good lesson.
We'll never forget it. That was a close call.
That guy was sure right about acting dead. When we laid real still, old Satan just sniffed around a few times.
Yeah, but it seemed forever.
Then he trotted off.
Well, I still don't know whether or not that's what a bull will normally do. But I do know that it was God who was protecting you. And here's another thought. What you did with the bull is just what you must do with sin, kids.
What do you mean, Uncle Mike?
Romans 6:11 says, "Reckon or consider yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God."
I don't get it.
Well, you can't hurt a dead man. You can't tempt a dead man. So when you're tempted to sin, if you just act like you're dead to that sin, then the sin can't hurt you.
If I'm tempted to say a swear word, for example, if I pretend I'm dead to swear words, that I don't know any swear words, I can't say one. I can't say what I don't know.
Or if I'm tempted to be mean to somebody I don't like, I should act as if I don't even know how to be mean. I should do what God wants me to instead.
You want to remember that verse if you want to live a good, clean Christian life. Reckon yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God.
For me to live is Christ, for me to live is Christ. I reckon myself dead unto sin and live my life for Him. For me to live is Christ, for me to live is Christ. I reckon myself dead unto sin and live my life for Him. I'll live for Him who died for me. How happy then my life shall be. I'll live for Him who died for me, my Savior and my God.
Listen to these good verses from Romans chapter 6. Here are verses 1 and 2. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? And then here's verse 11. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So what happens if, as a Christian, you do sin? Well, I think 1 John 1:9 answers that question. For if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We've come to the end of another Storytime program. Hey, would you do me a favor? Take the time to write or call this fine radio station and say, thanks for carrying Storytime. They'll appreciate it, and so will I. Storytime is a listener-supported production of CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. We're here because God loves kids. Goodbye now.